Now, to finish the discussion of frequency distributions, we're going to talk about three more concepts. We're going to talk about relative frequencies, then we'll move to cumulative frequencies, and then finally we'll talk about grouped frequency distributions. The next topic of relative frequencies is really pretty straightforward. It's useful because it allows us to talk about proportions of people who have certain scores, and from there it's very easy to get to percentiles, and percentiles we use all the time.